This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, here we are. Brendan, you're so far away. I got an echo going.
Well, we're breaking the fourth wall, everybody, but they're in a different studio today, so that's why.
We can see outside, though.
Yes, exactly. You guys are in the sunlight now instead.
Yeah, we have a nice view, that's for sure.
No, you do, but you picked the farthest away mic from any place.
I was going to say, you have a view of me over here, Brian. Come on, what do you mean not having a nice view? I'm over here still.
Paul, can you see if that window has a shade?
We can make it work.
All right, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. There is an echo in here, though. There's no question. Or maybe it's just in my head. Couldn't be just in my head.
It doesn't seem like an echo.
Okay. Well, then it's me. It's all right. Things bounce around inside there all the time. It's not unusual, to be honest with you. I'm glad I wore my sweatshirt, though, because they put us in the icebox room today. So here we are. And, Paul, you picked the farthest away mic you could personally find. Your headphones, they might snap off your head and come flying across the room.
Yeah, I may move mics.
You know, that thing does swing. You know that, right? It swivels.
I do, but,
the whole thing swivels like this. You can move your chair now.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow! Check that out.
I didn't want to disturb anything. There's lots of cords here.
There's lots of cords here. Don't run over anything and don't unplug anything. Yeah. That's the rule in the studio. Mm-hmm.
What's this switch for?
Yeah, exactly. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for joining us here this Saturday morning. You know, we ran a best of show last week. I went with my good friend John Flint. It was his birthday and. It came up really quick about we went over to Vegas and saw Keith Urban and met Keith Urban in concert and stuff. And I got a call on Sunday, that Sunday before, not this last Sunday, him asking, hey, you can you get to Vegas on Friday afternoon? I said, well, first question, why? Why do I want to go to Vegas? And then he said, hey, it's my birthday. I got we're supposed to meet with Keith Urban, you know, and then see his concert Friday night or Saturday. Friday night. Yeah, Friday night. He's all, if you can get there Friday afternoon. I was like, yeah, I'll meet you there. So I did. And Keith Urban's a great guy. Good music. What an artist, man. Guy plays drums, banjo, sings, plays guitar like crazy.
Did you see Nicole Kim in there too or no?
No. Oh, okay. She's an actress, not a musician.
No, but she's married to Keith. So that's why I was just asking. So it's good. No. Anyways.
No. Okay. No, didn't. But that'd have been cool, though, but no, I didn't. No. We saw a guy we named Beef Urban. He's a Keith Urban dress-alike, but he doesn't go to the gym like Keith Urban does. So so he's a little bigger fella.
Yeah.
But he had the pants on and the haircut, and it was funny because I just thought it was a random thing me and John were talking about. And then I sent to John, I looked on the meet and greets for Keith Urban. And that guy was there 2 days before when Keith Urban's residency first opened, and he's got a picture with him. I'm all, this guy comes to every Urban show. He's stalking Keith Urban. But anyway, that's why we were gone last week. So I hope you all enjoyed the best of show. But we're back here live this morning on 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about here. I want to say this morning, thank you to all the veterans out there. As most folks know, I'm a veteran also. And today I know it was observed yesterday, but today is actually Veterans Day and a very important day. Without all the folks that are veterans, we wouldn't have this great country that we have. And so everybody out there fighting for everybody here at home and keeping us safe and making sure we have the freedoms that we have. So thank you to all veterans out there. If you've served in any fashion or form, you're surely appreciated, and today is your day. So that being said, we're going to move on now to doing some automotive stuff. But Like, and man, then the call screener's in a weird place today. Everything's in a weird place because we're in the wrong studio. They are upgrading our normal studio, so I can't wait to see what kind of equipment we get. Maybe, I hope everything's going to be new. All I can see in there is plastic hanging
everywhere. Yeah, that's all I saw.
Hopefully they gutted it and they're redoing the whole thing. So
yeah,
the nice thing is you get two studios here. One's called Icebox and one is Sweatbox. That one over there is always extremely hot, and this one over here is always stays cool, so which is good, especially this morning. But Paul is right. We do have a beautiful view looking at the LPL Financial building out here, and yeah, great stuff. Hey, I do want folks to do something for me. Go to the West Automotive Group. That's West Automotive Group website. Go to our community page. We've added this page for things that are close to my heart in what we like to donate to and been doing for years. One is the Warrior Foundation right out of San Diego here. And I'm doing a lot thing with them this year as always. Usually this time of year, they do their kind of radiothon, telethon, TV. I don't know if they're doing on TV this year or not, but to raise money to get Warriors, veterans, folks, anybody injured, home, to be with their family for the holidays, you know, regardless of where they're at or what's going on as far as that goes. So they do amazing work, and it's a great cause, and it's close to my heart. So we donate to it every year. But we've added a community page that's hooked to our website that tells all about it, and you click through, donate to it, all that. The other one is C4K, which is my good friend Nino. Another great cause. All this money goes here in San Diego. To help out children, either sick children, you know, homeless children. They donate to father. They help with Father Joe stuff. You know, families that don't have a place to go. You know, when it comes to stuff and just helping out. It's really a great cause to help out children. That's what it's about. And children here in San Diego. And he does a ton of stuff. It's a 301C also. But he donations all go for a great cause, and he makes sure that it all goes to what it's supposed to. Also through there, if you want, you can reach out to me. We do have November 20. Oh, I don't have a calendar in front of me. What's a Saturday? What Thanksgiving is on what, the 24th this year? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
I'll look.
23rd.
Mm-hmm. So November 25th, we have the Teddy Ball coming out up. It's part of C4K. They do this. It's a silent auction. It's a black tie event. People donate all kinds of things to it. You can come, check it out. It's great. Reach out to me to get tickets for it if you'd like. If, you know, a lot of couples come to this thing, it's a great event. It really is. Dancing, music, black tie event, silent auction, really good stuff. And once again, all the money. And they call it the Teddy Ball because you have to bring a teddy bear to donate. It's a requirement to get in. So, or you can buy one at the door for $20 to donate. But just a great cause. So if you're interested in that, you can reach out to me also. But go to our page, our community page. It's westautomotivegroup.com, and just go to the community page. So really cool stuff. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and talk to my dad real quick. What's up, Dad? You there? Pop.
Good morning, son.
Good morning. Well, you can hear me.
Happy Veterans Day to you. And of course, I am so proud of the time that you gave out of your life for your country, and also very proud of what you do in working with these veteran organizations, which is for the good of our vets. And I just want to say thank you, and I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being a veteran also. I was discussing with the Garden Talk guys, one of the gentlemen is a retired Navy veteran. So I said, Happy Veterans Day. And then I said to myself, that doesn't sound right. Thank you for being a veteran, or I don't know. Is that how you address it? Happy Veterans Day? That's a question.
Well, no, I usually just thank the vet for his service.
Thank you for your service. That's exactly what I said to him. So yeah, there you go. I got it. All good stuff. Good stuff. Well, thank you for you being a veteran also, Pop.
Yeah. One short little story here. I was at a Rotary meeting Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and our speaker was a retired Air Force general, and he was telling a story that he was in a in uniform in a airport one time, and someone mistook him for a one of the Air Force or airline
pilots,
captains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know he looked in his dress uniform, sort of like that, and it was after his speech that I went up to him and I introduced myself as a Navy enlisted veteran,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, with my my bell-bottom pants and my blue jumper and my Dixie cap hat, I said, no one ever mistook me for anything other than what I was.
That is true.
Yeah, and it did get a chuckle out of him.
Well, and you know, they don't, so, well, the dress blues are the same, but the working uniforms have totally changed now for the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
They've gone to a totally different setup there, and matter of fact, it's blue camouflage basically is what kind of wear now. So, but we still on board. They still have their coveralls. We used to call them. We always wore those when we worked. Kept your uniforms clean.
Nice.
So, yeah, but everybody always had all the coveralls stenciled with your name on them. Blue coveralls. I'm sure they still have those all over the boat. But yeah, it's different times. Things have changed a bit, but good stuff for sure. I'm hoping
sure
they didn't let him fly the airplane unless he was actually a pilot in the Air Force.
Well, and I see that our newest bomber has just been rolled out, the B-21. It is a fantastic aircraft. Of course, it's going to be another 10 years before it gets in the air.
Wow.
But
they've
got a long testing program ahead of them to make sure that everything is going to work the way it's supposed to. The things that definitely changed since I was in back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite.
Back when we had no the nuclear submarines were just coming in when I was in the subservice. Of course, I was in the old diesel electric submarine service. And, yeah, the boats have changed tremendously.
Yep, everything has changed, for sure. That's for sure. Hey, Pop, great to talk to you this morning. And once again, thank you for your service to this great country of ours. We appreciate it.
Well, I'd do it again in a heartbeat if I could.
Yep. Most of us would.
All right. Love you. Have a great day. Hello to Paul and Brendan and Bodie when he calls in.
You got it, Dad. Okay. Love you, too.
Take care.
You have a great day,
okay.
too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, funny about that, one of our clients in Escondido, I forget what the ultrasonic, the Blackbird, was it the Blackbird? He was an Air Force pilot.
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy that flew the Blackbird. And I saw it on
his shirt. Oh, the SR-71?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I saw it on his shirt, and I asked him about it. He goes, oh, yeah, I was the first captain of that, and he flew it for years. Like, he's like, oh, it was really interesting. Like, we'd leave Europe, and we'd be back in the United States in 2.5 hours.
That's so crazy.
He's like, that thing, like, flew.
Cooking.
But he talked about this. He said, you know, most pilots, you wouldn't fly this thing. He said, this thing sitting on the runway leaked all over the place.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I was like, what do you mean it leaked all over? He's all, everything had to be so loosely fitted on this thing because everything swelled and tightened up when you get to supersonic speed. I was like, well, you ever worry about things like falling off? He's all, in the beginning, we were worried about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, interesting. But he's very interesting. He was a client for a long time. So I haven't seen him in a couple years, though. But everything changed with COVID. I haven't seen a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then things change. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here, but 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, give us a shout. We're happy to talk to you about. Once again, thank you to all the veterans out there. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. What are we talking about today?
Car stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's talk about some car stuff. Stuff we've seen. We had to put a new motor in one of our Kia shuttles. Kia and Hyundai.
Yeah.
And I just put a new motor in a Hyundai that we have.
Lots of motors lately.
For those models.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kias and Hyundais.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We often advise clients that will call in and they have specific rules for these motors. They did this extended thing. They're giving away lots of motors, like winning the motor lottery.
Yeah. EcoBoost are having a lot of issues.
I have one in my truck. I love my, well, I take care of my EcoBoost though.
Yeah.
I change the oil every 5,000 miles. I put Mobil 1 in it to make it happy as all can be. So
yeah,
I like the love of my truck.
Yeah, no, they're not
keeps
nice.
Keeps it going.
Yeah,
I do have to be honest with you. If you service most vehicles properly and take care of them really well, they tend to last.
Yeah, that's true.
You treat them badly, they give you back bad love. They really do. So, nothing more important than regularly putting a good eye on your vehicle and having it serviced properly. So as far as that goes.
Yeah. And
pretty much just builds off of the normal oil change and then, you know, replacing fluids, things like that.
Yeah. Needed, make sure you're using good oil and all that.
Exactly. Exactly. So just, yeah. Quality's important.
Yeah. No 1999 oil changes for the new Ranger, right?
I don't even know. Do those still exist out there? Do you see things like that sometimes advertised?
I see.
I try not to pay attention.
I don't think I can say the company,
like,
but no. I've seen some.
I don't want you to say the company.
No, I wouldn't say it anyways. I was just trying.
If they're doing $19.99.
They're not that. I think they're like $49, $39. Still pretty low. It's not.
First off, the oil costs that much.
Well, yeah. And I don't know what kind of oil it is.
Even if it's terrible oil.
Yeah. Like Duff oil.
Duff oil. Oops. Yeah. Yeah, no. So always, you know, if it seems too good to be true, it just might be.
Yeah.
The quality of oil there is definitely going to be questionable. It's probably like the military. When I was in the Navy, we had this detergent oil that was called reclaimed oil.
Mm.
And they would actually take oil, clean it. I mean, it was clean looking, but it'd been used before.
Yeah.
I wonder why all our equipment broke down a lot. I'm just telling you, we used it in all the diesels, and it was called reclaimed high detergent oil.
Yeah, there was this guy that came up in a van when I was covering at Miramar.
In a van?
I have cheap oil. And it was like $2.99 or something a quart. And I'd never seen the brand ever. I'm like, where did you get this? I don't want it, but it's kind of funny seeing this random black label oil.
Was it full petroleum or was it a semi-blend even, or do you remember?
I think it was a blend. But then they also had synthetic, but it was like, in foreign writing, and I had no idea where he got this from. Like, I'm not putting this in a customer's car. Thank you.
It's been relabeled.
Yeah.
It was stolen by a Somalian pirate, relabeled and sent to the United States of America.
It's vegetable oil.
I don't know. Don't take that wrong, anybody. But interest stuff in the quality of oil. That's it. But it's a good point because the quality of oil is extremely important to your vehicle. You know, we pop valve covers off of vehicles sometimes that have problems at 70, 80,000 miles. And they look like a glassed over thick bed of
sludge.
And what that is the oil breaking down in the engine. And if you've been servicing your vehicle right and that's happening, you're using crappy oil.
Yeah.
And it's actually a high level of paraffin and all the other things inside of it that create that. A quality oil never does that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you took a valve cover. Well, my truck's only got 36,000 miles on it. But you took the valve cover off. Looks like the day the motor started up. I guarantee you, clean as can be. Two things do that. Quality oil, servicing it every 5,000 miles. You know, I run full synthetic. But important stuff.
Yep.
For sure. No way around it. So you choose your poison, as I say. You know, either that, don't change the oil and run into the ground, you get buy another motor.
Yeah.
So but no
it's a bummer for the next guy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, especially if you sell it at auction or whatever.
Jeez.
Yeah. Maybe before the motor fails. But I did meet a guy one time when I was first out of the Navy and I was working the first shop I worked at before I opened the West Automotive Group here in San Diego. And this guy was bragging about, I don't ever change my oil. I'll just add oil to the car. I keep oil in the car and add oil to the car. That car, it wasn't a month later, the motor failed on it.
Oh, jeez.
And we pulled that thing. So the rockers had made channels where all the sludge was. And so it was like built up around them to the top of the valve. It was like, no wonder this motor failed. Let me tell you, motors today wouldn't have lasted that long. That motor made it a long way. And it was something like, I forget what it was. It was a little Mazda or something like that. Motors aren't as forgiving.
Yeah.
Oil passages are very small. Flow rates are extremely important. Yeah.
Yeah. Years ago, I had this customer come in and he goes, my wife's car, she has a BMW. It has a lifetime oil. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's not lifetime. I'm like, how many miles are on? He's like, 24,000.
It depends on what you consider a lifetime. If your lifetime of the motor is 50,000 miles, then it's lifetime.
Yeah.
And you just get new oil when you get a new motor.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Same thing with transmissions. My favorite thing that people say always,
true.
My transmission's sealed. No. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It can be serviced, and it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, or you get clean new fluid with a new transmission when we replace it. You can go either way. The second way is very expensive, though. I do not recommend it.
No.
So I recommend doing the service on your transmission and extending the life as far as you can. Because taking good care of a transmission, it'll last a long time. Not taking good care of it, not so much.
No.
Yeah. And they're not cheap these days. They're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All these new ZF ones.
Oh, they're crazy to replace. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can be anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000.
Easy,
Yep. On these vehicles. It happens. So take good care of your vehicle. That's my advice here at the West Automotive Group and Auto Talk Radio. If you do so, it'll keep running.
Yeah.
Keep running. All right. Let's see what Bodie's got going. You there, Bodie? You there, Bodie? Oh, Brenda's not listening.
Oh.
Bodie, you're probably talking to me and I can't hear you. So anyway, you there, Bodie?
I'm there, sir. Good morning.
Oh, I'm glad you're there. Thanks.
I'm glad I'm here.
Brent, we don't got all the kinks worked out. They moved to studios, and Brendan's over there. I don't know what he's doing. I can't see him.
I thought Bodie was telling me some interesting stories. I didn't get him on the air till you literally just said, all right, let's get Bodie on the air. So that's why I was like, Bodie, we got to get you on right now.
What's happening, Bodie?
Well, I heard your dad chit-chatting with you with a couple Navy stories, and you probably heard this one. So this two Army guys were walking on the post, the base.
Uh-huh.
So the one guy is saluting. In the old days when they had the horses, they had the brass post with the ring on it to tie the horses up.
Yes.
Okay. So the one guy saluting.
That's actually a hitching post, isn't it?
A what?
A hitching post.
Yeah, exactly. It was a hitching post.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had it right. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the one guy is looking at his buddy. So I'm going to say a word. It has a B as in Bravo in front of it. And he goes, yeah, he said, that guy doesn't know his brass from a hole in the ground. That's an Army joke, right?
It's a great Army joke. There you go. How appropriate on Veterans Day.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Good thinking. So I wanted to call, see, and let you know that you're all alive. I'm alive. And a shout out to your dad for saying hello to me. I was listening to your dad. He's telling his stories. And he said, yeah, give a shout out to Bodie. I went, hey, I got to call in.
There you go. And glad you're listening. He just always likes to get on the radio before you. He's got this thing going. I don't know what it is, but it's all good. He's got some great stories, too, trust me, after 81 years.
He's got seniority on me.
He's got seniority on you. That's right.
He's got seniority and priority.
Seniority. There you go.
All right. I'm trying to think of how to slip a good senior joke in, but I can't remember it.
You got old timers.
Yeah, well, so a friend of mine's a cop. Excuse me. A friend of mine's a cop here in San Diego, and him and his partner were driving down El Cajon, and they see this old guy. He's dressed up real nice, and, nice necktie, shirt, shoes are shined. And the guy's, he's got his hanky out, and he's crying into it. And the junior guy who's driving, he said to his partner, he said, we got to check on that guy. And he goes, well, we got a code 3 call we got to take care of, which means important. All cars got to get there. So they come back about half hour later, and the guy's still crying, and cop looks, there's no blood, and he's got no liquids or anything around and no wounds. Now, how you doing, sir? What's your name? My name's Bill, And he said, you're okay. He said, we drove by earlier and you're crying. And he said, you're still crying. He said, what happened? He goes, well, young man, I got married to a 25-year-old woman. They look at each other like, okay. And he goes, she's a very loving woman and we get along really good. And every afternoon we have a little whiskey and then we become intimate. And cops look at each other. He goes, yeah. And he says, what's the problem? He goes, I can't remember where I live.
Oh, no.
It's a good radio joke.
That is a great radio joke. Hopefully they help him find his way home.
Yeah, I couldn't find get by my way home.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And young people don't get that joke.
No. Oh, no. Anyway, I got the joke. That means I'm old. Dang
I got it.
We're both older.
We're both older. There you go.
Yeah, we're both older. We're hanging in there. I know you work out in the gym and you eat good and you take care of yourself. That's the most crucial thing for us guys.
Half the battle, huh?
About 90% of it.
90% of the battle. Gotcha. For sure. I agree.
I saw a guy the other day. He was very well dressed and he had one of those walker things, with the little wheels in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you move it move it a foot and then you move your body.
Yep. The wheels are in the front though.
Okay, wheels in the front. Well, that's right. So you lift the back and then slide it.
That's right.
It.
That's right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And so the guy was, his face was parallel to the ground. That's how bad his posture was.
Oh, wow.
And I thought to myself, thank God I've taken care of myself, And I know you do too.
Yeah. That might be a condition like scoliosis. Unfortunately, I'd see some folks like that. And you got to be thankful for the health, that you get and stuff. And working to keep it that way is important. You are 100% right. Yeah. And that's the best you can do for yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, and I tell seniors is, with certain health plans, there's a group called Silver Sneakers.
Yes.
And if you're if you're over 65, you get free gym membership.
Yeah, and I used to, there used to be a gentleman that worked out next to me all the before COVID, and I was just talking about how so many people disappeared during COVID, so.
Yeah.
And now haven't gone back to their normal routine, I believe, but he belonged to like three different gyms. He was so interesting. He's like, I go to a different gym depending on the view, and he would always be on the Stairmaster next to me. And I'd see him like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he'd come to the gym. I went other days, he'd go to the gym in Forest Ranch, he'd tell me, or in a totally different gym. One gym's he was going to the gym 24 Hour Fitness, and then he said he belonged to LA, belonged to all these gyms, and he said it cost like $9.95 a month, or not even that, or I don't know what it was, something ridiculously low. That allows you to go, right. And he was part of the Silver Sneakers thing, he told me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Really cool stuff. So if you're an older folks out there and you need to know about that and you want to get into just going to the gym and even walking on a, you know, there's a 98-year-old lady that rides the stationary bike, the sit-down one where your feet are out in front of you, in front of me all the time. I've talked to her several times. She's at the gym every single morning. And she does that little bike ride thing there, watches TV, does her little, you know, cardio exercise to keep her going. She says she's been doing it for 50 years. So,
yeah.
It's always like, good for you. Yep. Staying healthy. Staying healthy. Yeah.
Eat good and have good people in your life.
Yeah, I'm going to start a new saying. You know how San Diego news broadcast, the movie they made, and he used to say,
Anchorman.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we start Stay Healthy, San Diego?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, do a podcast.
Yeah. Stay Healthy, San Diego.
Get a $30, $40 some kind of camera and then sit down with a drop cloth behind you, and you're on the internet.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was just reading something recently about all these folks that have their own webpage stuff that they're doing, you know, and how they're making all this different money and stuff doing. And I thought we surely have the world's changed.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Some of it, it's probably not a great idea, but, you know, the world has surely changed. And if you have an iPhone, you can create your own web world for sure. You really can. Or an Android. I have an Android, and I prefer. Yeah.
So here's an odd fact. You know, I'm a voracious reader, and I have hypermnesia, which is the opposite of amnesia. I once read that when Gutenberg invented the printing press about 1450, right around the time of Columbus, the article said that the amount of data being produced was doubling every 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the internet and access to all these private libraries, you know, like if you went to Princeton and Columbia and Harvard, they all have private libraries that you got to be like an educator to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, USD, the Catholic High School, College, they have a library with about 6,000 or 7,000 volumes that hardly anyone knows about. And I found about it by accident, and it's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, they say the amount of information and data being generated these days is doubling every 14 to 16 months.
Oh, I would believe that without question. Oh. And just like the technology, it's crazy how fast, you know, it changes, especially when it comes to everything like automobiles. I mean, linking it back to what we do, the technology is just amazing, and it's amazing how much it changes and how fast in a year.
Oh, and I read recently BMW and Mercedes have over 130 sensors, relays, and switches in them.
That, no lie about that. Well, in most of those cars, some of them have upwards of 30 different modules that multiplex together and talk. So to keep the car doing what it needs to do. Now, think of this. Think when people say to me, like, boy, you know, these cars, fixing them costs a lot. It does for two reasons. You have to be very well trained to know what you're doing if you're going to fix a car right these days. There's no question about it. And number two, the components cost a lot. You know, as far as that goes, you want to buy a new desktop computer for your house to go, it's $1,000, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
so these are computers all over the car. Think about that next time that you think about, you know, like, you know, we don't just have one computer on a car anymore. Everything is multiplexed together, talks to each other on an informational data highway that's built into the car. Plain and simple. Yeah, that's how that car runs.
There's
and
a server in that thing.
There's a server in that thing. And when that thing, and you get one glitch, you get high resistance in one spot, something don't work right, the programming loses a step, anything in there, and that car is going to have a problem. So you almost have to be an electrical programming engineer to work on these, plus all the other parts that go with it. And, you know, how well would your desk computer do if we put wheels on it and tried to drive it down the road? Not very well. So, well, in all honesty, cars, we have to build computers like that that withstand high temperatures.
Vibrations.
And everything else that goes along with it. So it's quite an amazing thing when you really think about it.
And also temperature extremes.
Exactly. Well, without question, like you said, your desktop computer sits in your house, you know, with air conditioning or whatever. It sticks right around 72 degrees. It's happy as all can be.
It's probably happier.
A car you take into the desert. There's modules that have to deal with, you know, 150, 160 degree temperature, especially if some of them located under the hood, et cetera.
Under the battery, too.
Some of them, You're talking, you know, upwards around 260 degrees. That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yep, sure is.
Yeah, it's, you look what Elon Musk did, and obviously he has the financial wherewithal, is they were sending rockets up beyond Mars and bringing them back.
He's an interesting guy for sure. Very smart guy too. I lot of the stuff that he publishes and things like that, or watch, you know, interviews that he's done and things he talks about. Very smart guy. Smart guy. So I know some people don't like him, but he's still a very smart guy, whether you like him or not.
Oh, he's off the charts.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
If he were alive 400 years ago, he would have been a Leonardo da Vinci or somebody like that.
Correct. And to be honest, and by the way, on a spinoff of another note with Tesla, there's a lot more parts now available to all of us. We're doing more things with Tesla and servicing them. There is a service intervals that they have released from Tesla now to us for things that needed to be done on Teslas regularly. I think the reason to do it, a lot of them are well out of warranty now, so that's why. So good news that you can bring your Teslas to us too for fun.
Yeah.
Yep. So as far as that goes, but everything is very, very interesting when it comes to that whole concept and everything that he's designed and developed and other things that he's doing. Smart guy for sure.
I'm a voracious reader in psychological areas, and I go to two or three libraries and hang out. And I always look at the used book section, or the where they sell them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep running into books about marketing and sales and psychology and how to do this and how to be a better mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep finding stuff like some will take a little niche and turn it into the Grand Canyon of their field. You know, it's like, people say you make a mountain out of a molehill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're metaphorically doing, is to take a little niche and all of a sudden they got this whole seminars and, you know, going around the world doing lectures, and it's like one little niche out of everything.
Yep. For sure.
Anyways. And thank you for your service, and stay healthy, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
You too, sir. Thanks. And it's good talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe.
Ciao, gentlemen.
Ciao. All right, folks, we got to take our last break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170. Richard, hang tight. We're going to grab you as soon as we come back. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Boy, I'm going to cruise through this real quick. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other batteries at the Weston Automotive Group. If there's an Interstate available for it, which 99% of the vehicles they are. So we use Interstates for those. They are the highest quality technician recommended battery worldwide without question. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on West Automotive Group and get in. We'll get it all taken care of for you. Make an appointment that way. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Do also want to remind you that that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group. Once again, go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can check everything else about us out. You can make appointments. And remember to visit our community page where we are big supporters of the Warrior Foundation and C4K, which is a kids charity here in San Diego, which is amazing. So both of those charities are close to my heart. Good stuff. You can check them out. Once again, westautomotivegroup.com. Check it out. Make appointments to get your vehicles in, serviced, and repaired. Or check out the community page, too. Anyway, all right, let's grab Richard and Santee real quick. He's got a question. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day to start with.
You too, sir.
I have a question on extended warranties.
Sure.
Can you just buy them on the outside, or do you have to buy them from the dealer when you buy the car and stuff?
Well, it depends on what extended warranty you're looking for. There are ones that are sold by car manufacturers that they're expensive, but they're good. They cover a lot as far as those go. And you usually have to buy those through the manufacturer. So, and usually they want you to purchase them before your vehicle warranty expires, your initial warranty. The ones that you see on TV and all that stuff. Buyer beware. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say to you about those, because sometimes there's a lot of struggles in getting anything of value out of them after you spend your money to purchase those warranty coverages. I love watching the commercials that they have for those, because I just always chuckle to myself. I've been doing this a long time, and their commercials always say, buy this warranty, covers everything on your car. And I'm going to be honest with you, nothing could be further from the truth. What they should say is buy this warranty and we will work hard to get out of paying for any claim you have.
Yeah.
That would be the best. That would be the best honest thing to say when they have those. But and the reason I say that is we deal with them consistently and struggle with a lot of them doing things. Paul has one we were doing at Kearney Mesa. What was wrong with that car? There was something wrong with the engine, right?
The valve.
The guy had just bought the car, bought this aftermarket extended warranty. This extended warranty company wanted pictures of the brakes. They wanted pictures. It was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
It took 2 weeks of giving them documentation, and then they said, well, we're denying the claim. It looks like the oil hasn't been serviced. And our statement was, yeah, this client hasn't serviced the oil because he bought the car 30 days ago and it had fresh oil in it when he bought it. I mean, what's the point? You have to be very careful who you deal with on those. I guess I can leave it at that.
Yeah, they're constantly asking, are there different rims? Is it this?
Anything they can find.
Always looking a way to get out of it.
Yeah, anything they can find to prevent paying for a claim, a lot of them tend to do. A lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Okay, because we're looking at a used Subaru, like a 2020, and I was wondering, it's got about 50, 60,000 miles on it.
Gotcha.
And should I look at something about doing an extended warranty on that? Is there something available?
Yeah, and most of what you'll buy outside is usually not the best quality. You know what the best thing to do with that vehicle is? If you found a vehicle you want to buy, make sure it's been serviced properly. Check all the, do you have the service history? Or often you can go to Carfax in service history. A lot of us belong to that service vehicles. and we send out the information. Just make sure the vehicle's been taken care of properly and do a pre-purchase inspection on it. Because I will tell you this, that tells a lot. There's no question about it. And by us doing a pre-purchase, we can't always tell how well the car's been serviced, but usually by looking at it, you can tell, has this car been serviced or not? Did somebody just drive it for 50,000 hard miles and call it quits? Then, you know, sometimes, you know, so that's the best to know. If you're buying it from a private party, a lot of times you can ask them for all the service records, you know, and they'll have them if they bought it new.
That's
your best
advice. And you guys do
advice.
That pre-inspection?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We use that. We built ours off of the one that AAA made, which is there's a lot of items to get checked on it. So, yeah, it's the best way to go for sure.
Okay.
All right. Hey,
well, thank you very much.
You got it, Richard. Great talking to you. Thanks. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Yes, you do the same.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Let's real quick here. We got a couple seconds, right, Brendan? I don't have a time clock in here, so.
Go ahead. Yeah, you got one more time.
All right. Let's real quick grab Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for your service. Thank you for Dad's service. Thank you for I can't remember the other caller's name, but happy Veterans Day to all you guys. And
Thank you.
I met Dave Stahl in 2000 and started doing car show promotions through Ray Taylor at the swap meet.
Uh-huh.
And I've met Nino, and he is just a down-to-earth guy.
Him and his wife both are amazing people, no question about it. Yes, they are.
You know, he used to shut down the Coronado Bridge and have his rally to Del Mar and stuff like that. And that takes knowing people and with a bunch of money. And he's just down to earth, will talk to anybody, and just a super good guy.
Yeah, and for everybody out there, you're talking about Nino, he's C4K, one of the charities that we donate to all the time, that does Teddy Ball and all this stuff, and all the money that he raises goes to help children. It does, without question. He spends all the money on that. So it's great cause. All it's it. He does the car shows. They did the one. What was the car show at the Vault that they just did?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I forgot the name of the.
Yeah. So they do a lot of that different stuff, which is all to raise money for charity.
Well, that's the thing, is that those people have a whole lot of money, and you get around some of these people that they are. Have an attitude, but Nino does not. He is just a really super good guy. And I met Sandy years ago when they first started, before even Freedom Station 1. And we got a car show together, and Nino was there. Or actually, it was at Hawthorne Caterpillar, and Ed Hansen was there. And Sandy brought out some of the guys and some of their vehicles and stuff. And it's just, she has a heart that I have never seen in another person that is on these military fundraisers, and she just gives and gives and gives.
She does, and her back, and actually, once again, another husband and wife team, because her husband is retired military, and he and they just do some really great stuff together. You're right, and the Freedom Station is just amazing what they've done, and they keep giving. And 99% of all their money goes to veterans. So they don't do this to make money. They do it to give back. And that's what it's all about for them. Yeah. Which is why those are the two organizations that we have chose at the West Automotive Group and me personally to support. Because 99% of the money goes right to the people they're trying to help. And the 1% just goes to make sure they can keep everything running as far as that goes. Not just like most of the people that help out and do are all unpaid volunteers with these organizations.
Yeah. Well, and actually I know for a fact there's money coming out of their pockets.
That too.
At different times.
Absolutely. Without question. Yeah. Without question.
So I've seen that actually physically happen. So they do some neat tricks on the transition time frame when they're coming out of the service to their getting on their permanent, rest of their life payments.
Yep.
That there's a downtime and some really neat things happen in that period that Sandy has devised.
Yes, they have. Hey, Steve, thanks so much. We're going to have to run. They're going to cut us off here in about 30 seconds, but thanks for the call and have a wonderful Veterans Day. Take care now. You too. All right, San Diego and everybody out there, you've been listening to Auto Talk with us. Great show as always. Once again, thank you to all the veterans out there. Everybody be safe this weekend. Check out our community page at westautomotivegroup.com and donate some really great causes. We'll be back next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.